It happens wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Monday, March 18th, 2024. I am your presenter, Richie Farrell. In the headlines, former IMF financial economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine responded to an IMF March 16th, 2024 report and explained its predicted 4.6% average growth for Dominica for the period 2024 to 2025. Saint Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Drew paid an official visit to Hyperbaric Chamber facility for health advancements and medical tourism located at the industrial site in Basseterre.
95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
And President Putin claims a landslide victory in a Russian election against three other candidates, rubber stamped by the Kremlin, while supporters of dead Putin critic Alexei Navalny staged symbolic protests. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
The big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Of what the future brings.
Pick your daily reward from the Quartz Ready Cash Money Tree. Every customer is a winner with every loan of $3,000 or more from Quartz Ready Cash. Plus, you get to enter to win a weekend for two at Sandals. No deposit, no collateral needed. All you need is your ID, proof of address, pay slips, job letter, and two references. Visit your nearest Quartz or Ready Cash location today or apply online at www.quartz.com. Get more for 2024 with Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. United Workers Party leader and former IMF financial economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has responded to the report issued by the IMF on March 16, 2024 and explained the International Monetary Fund, IMF, predicted a 4.6 average growth for Dominica during the period 2024 to 2025. In its staff concluding statement from the 2024 Article 4 mission held in Dominica from March 5th to the 14th, the IMF attributed the projected growth to stayover tourism, returning to pre-pandemic levels, agriculture expansion initiatives, and advancements in priority infrastructure projects. Open quote, the outlook remains positive, predicated on the full recovery of stayover arrivals, implementation of key investment plans, and prudent fiscal management. Inflation is projected to converge to 2% consistent with trading partner dynamics, the transition to geothermal production, the new airport and hotel projects to expand tourism capacity, and projects to bolster resilient infrastructure are expected to yield long-term growth dividends and reduce external imbalances, end of quote, the report stated. The IMF said inflation fell from its 2022 peak of 9.7% to 2.3% at the end of 2023, largely due to softening global commodity prices, and that favorable terms of trade and strong service exports further reduced the current account deficit to 26.2%. Among other findings, the IMF mission noted that the economy has fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels and economic imbalances have gradually narrowed. The fiscal position has gradually improved, but fiscal space remains tight with elevated public debt, and the financial system remains liquid despite slow credit growth. Dr. Fontaine explains how the IMF does its calculations and what is meant in economics when the IMF states that, open quote, the economy has fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels, end of quote, as the COVID-19 pandemic shrunk Dominica's economy by 16.6% in 2020. He says he understands when Dominicans tell him they are not feeling the growth reported by the IMF of 4.6%.
Now, in the IMF is now saying that in 2021, 2022, and 2023, in those 3 years, the economy has recovered to its pre-pandemic position, or its pre-COVID position. In other words, there have been reasonable growth to allow us to go back to erase that 16.6% loss that we had. Now, that is very important, because the issue that a lot of people are having is they're saying, but we are not seeing the growth. We are not seeing how we could have, for example, 4.9% growth or 6.9% growth last year. Where is it? You know, one of the things I wish to explain, and which is very important for us to understand, is that a rate of growth is just like a mathematical formula, okay? You basically take the growth of last year. So if it was whatever the growth it was last year, you look at what happened this year and you get a percentage increase, okay? Now what happens is that when you've had a major reduction, as we had in 2020, a 16% or almost 17% reduction, it causes the base that we're using to be much lower. So much so that when we calculate in subsequent years, the rate of growth, I say, is exaggerated.
United Workers Party leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement CCM, John Blanchard, brought attention to numerous instances of disrespect shown by the Dominica Labour Party regime, especially by the Prime Minister, he says, towards the people of Dominica. Among these instances are remarks suggesting immunity from electoral laws and failure to explain the use of state resources and actions that defy the country's constitution.
First of all, we have the declaration by Roosevelt that no law, no constitution could prevent him from violating election laws. Now, asking a very good question. Wasn't that a signal that he would obstruct any effort at political development in a multi-party democracy? Very good question. Number two, his refusal to account for state resources in contravention of the Constitution. Again, we are aware, we know of that missing $6.4 billion. We are also aware of Dominica having a treasury outside of Dominica, which is controlled by two individuals. Again, we are aware of that. No accountability. Number three, he has appointed successive chiefs of police without the constitutional requirement, that is, consultation with the leader of the opposition. Again, that is something we have spoken about. He appointed Carbon, Corbett, or Valerie. None of these guys, there was no consultation. I mean, he informed the leader of the opposition when Carbon, for example, was appointed. He informed, but there was no consultation as prescribed in the Constitution. Again, violating the law, no respect for the law, no regard for the laws of Dominica. By doing that, he has instituted a centralized political process for recruitment in the police force.
Blanchard also highlighted another instance of disrespect, which involves meddling in the Electoral Commission. He alleged that the Prime Minister has been using his allies to prevent any reforms in the country's electoral process.
Number five, the interference in the Electoral Commission by using his enablers there to ensure that there is no electoral reform and improvement in the electoral process. Again, these are things that we have spoken about. I believe it was in either 2018 and 2019, thereabouts, when the commission took a decision to have complete re-registration, and they were asking the government for, I think, some $300,000 in order to get that done. The funding was never provided. And I said before, and I'll say it again, the Electoral Commission, according to the Constitution, is supposed to be an independent body. And they should not be asking the government, the Minister of Finance, for funding. They're supposed to prepare their estimates for the year, what they need in terms of their staffing, their overhead, their utility bills, and whatever they plan to do, and have the estimates presented to the cabinet. It's approved, and then that forms part of the budget every year, where funds are allocated to the Electoral Commission. Every budget, you have funds allocated.
That was John Blanchard, the treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, deputy political leader of the United Workers' Party, Ronald Charles, at an electoral reform assembly on Sunday, underlined the critical need for electoral reform by posing the fundamental question, why is electoral reform necessary? He asserts that it's crucial because citizens should have the freedom to elect any constituency representative or any government of their choice. Charles further emphasized that electoral reform is vital to ensure that future generations have the opportunity to choose the government that will govern their country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first question we need to ask ourselves is why electoral reform? Let us think about this for 1 minute. Why electoral reform? Electoral reform because you have the freedom to vote for any government you decide to vote for. Why electoral reform? Because over 15 years, we've been asking for a change in the system, because you know that for the past years, elections have been rigged. Why electoral reform? Because you know, as Jean Brabant, when you go into your fridges and you look at your bank account, things are off. And you will know over the past days, the IMF was here in Dominica. I am not an economist, but I can tell you, in the next couple months, things are going to be rough. And that is why Grande have to stand up. Electoral reform is important for the next generation to come. It is important for
Charles further remarked that the present situation calls for the people of Dominica to unite and vocalize their demand for a transformation in the country's governance. He warned against letting valuable opportunities for economic growth slip away.
Now is the time to stand up and let us do what we have to do as a people. The United Workers' Party, the Pierre Charles Secondary School, was built under a government understood the people come first. The Dallas Road from La Plaine to here used to take us 15 minutes because they understood the importance of communication and that the farmers can bring their produce to the market with ease. And that is what responsible governments do. And I can tell you, the wind is coming fast and furious. And that is why electoral reform is important to us. We cannot continue to stand up and let things pass by. Look at our young people that are employed. They can't get a loan. They can't go and study. They can't save. They cannot do nothing under the NEP program because it was not done properly. Why on earth do you have to work and you cannot take your salary, go to the bank and get a loan and buy a car like all the others in the government and what they do? Our children deserve better. Our children deserve a new start. And that is why Matutu must come back to you, because she stood up for what is...
Ronald Charles, the deputy political leader of the United Workers' Party. President of JCI West Indies, Marita Hyacinth, delivered inspiring remarks at the Duke of Edinburgh's Award Annual General Meeting, emphasizing the organization's role as a guiding light for youth in navigating life's complexities. She underscored its mission to help young individuals discover their purpose, find their place, and ignite their passion in today's turbulent society.
We stand at a crossroads where the echo of history meets the promise of the future. And I want you to think back with me to 1956, a year that witnessed the Alabama bus boycott, a time when women, youth, and minorities strive for a voice amidst adversity. Amidst such upheaval, the Duke of Edinburgh International Award was born, not just as a program, but as a beacon of hope, guiding young people like yourselves to find their purpose, their place, and a passion in a turbulent world. I want you to take back with me some years before, around World War I, where the echoes of conflict and change, Junior Chamber International, the organization which I represent today, was conceived. Originally, it started as a dance club for men, and it has evolved today into a global network of young leaders driving change and creating impact in our communities worldwide. Now I want you to imagine with me a world where everyone, teenagers, adults, appreciate that they have what they have, no matter what, how small, understanding that the true measure of wealth is not in the abundance of possession, but in the richness of.
Hyacinth highlighted the alignment between JCI West Indies' creed and the Duke of Edinburgh Award's vision, emphasizing their shared mission to empower youth globally in self-discovery and community engagement, irrespective of background.
They will be living daily with the question in their heads, how can you be trusted with plenty if you cannot appreciate the little that you have? This question isn't just something that is rhetorical. It's a call to action, a reminder that a life of service and a growth mindset are the cornerstones upon which we build a fulfilling existence. So the essence of Junior Chamber International, or CREED, resonates with the philosophy advocating that service to humanity is the best work of life. Our CREED aligns with the vision of Duke of Edinburgh's International Award, which empowers young people across the globe, regardless of your background, to embark on a journey of self-discovery and community engagement. The Duke of Edinburgh International Award targets youth from 14 to 24, and JCI attracts youth from 18 to 40. So investing in that age range from 14 to 40 through programs like the Duke of Edinburgh Award and JCI is crucial for nurturing a generation of leaders equipped with a service and a growth mind.
Merita Hyacinth, the president of Junior Chamber International, JCI, West Indies. You're tuned in with Q95 News. On March 16, 2024, Dominica's national netball under-16 team was involved in a vehicular accident near the Belfast area. The bus on which they were commuting collided with a truck traveling in the opposite direction on the Belfast Bridge. Injuries were sustained by a few of the players, members of the coaching staff, and the bus driver. All affected were rushed to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital for treatment. Q95 News has confirmed, however, that all injuries were minor and there were no fatalities. In more news, President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, speaking at the Electoral Reform Assembly on Sunday at Grand Bay, championed residents of Grand Bay to support this cause of having proper reforms done continuously. Boston also highlighted recent decisions announced by Antiguan officials to conduct their third re-registration process for voting. This has been agreed by the Antiguan government, inclusive of the opposition.
Officer in the Prime Minister's office came out and said that the government and the opposition agree for a third re-registration campaign in Antigua. The government and the opposition agrees. In Dominica, you find a government who believes that they are in charge of everything and nobody else have a say. And then when it's election, they come to you now and try to muck around to see what they can pick up to represent themselves in government. And we're saying we have had this nonsense for too long. And the people of Dominica need to make up their mind, brothers and sisters, that we need to get involved in reform.
President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. Meantime, retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ralph Alcendor addressed the gathering at the ERC National Assembly on Sunday and called on the people of Grand Bay to unite and fight for electoral reform and demand the development they truly deserve. He stated that Grand Bay has not been given its fair share after 24 years of loyalty to the ruling DLP regime. Mr. Alcendor added that the people of Grand Bay must now take the position that enough is enough and must stand for their own interest and not tolerate mediocrity or fight for politicians to enrich themselves. He advised Granbarians to stand up for economic opportunities that will help them regain their financial independence, good roads, good health care, and a sound education for their children. In other news, Prime Minister and Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Terence Drew, embarked on his official visit to the hyperbaric chamber located at the industrial site in Basseterre, St. Kitts, heralding a new era of healthcare advancement and potential for medical tourism in that nation. Accompanied by advisor in the Prime Minister's office, Austin Edinburgh, owner and director of the hyperbaric chamber, Captain Ray Black, and CEO McLean Hobson, Prime Minister Drew explored the transformative capabilities of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. This pioneering therapy involves breathing 100% pure oxygen within a pressurized hyperbaric chamber, offering a revolutionary approach to medical treatment. This is Q95 News. President Vladimir Putin was always going to claim his fifth term as president with a landslide, faced with three other candidates, all rubber stamped by the Kremlin. But when election officials said results gave him more than 87% of the vote, he said Russia's democracy was more transparent than many in the West. In truth, no credible opposition candidate was allowed to stand. Supporters of dead Putin critic Alexei Navalny did stage symbolic protests.
For Vladimir Putin, six more years in the Kremlin. Russia's president is sounding more confident than ever.
Whoever might want to intimidate us, whoever might want to suppress us, our will and our conscience, they have never been able to do it and never will.
Then, Mr. Putin's first public comments on the death of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
You may be surprised, but a few days before Mr. Navalny died, some colleagues of mine told me there was an idea to exchange him for certain people in prison in the West. You can believe it or not. I said, I agree, even before he'd finished talking. But what happened, happened.
Election results on Russian TV, not a hold-your-breath moment. The winner, by a mile and a half, Vladimir Putin. What an incredible level of support and unity around the figure of Putin, he says, and a powerful signal to the West. But in this race, Vladimir Putin was, from the start, unbeatable.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Former IMF financial economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine,
as it happened,
responded to an IMF March 16, 2024 report and explained its predicted 4.6 average growth for Dominica for the period 2024-2025. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Drew paid an official visit to the hyperbaric chamber facility for health advancements and medical tourism located at the industrial site in Basseterre. And President Putin claims a landslide victory in a Russian election against three other candidates rubber stamped by the Kremlin, while supporters of dead Putin critic Alexei Navalny staged symbolic protests. The news was brought to you through or with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
It happens wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.